Okay, so we left off with the question is that basically Egla Rufa doesn't apply. It's not so simple. It's not just if you find the corpse. You have to find it in a very specific type of a way. Okay, a very specific type of a way. And basically the summary we have is that it has to be a certain type of a killing or a certain type of a crime scene which is a reflex of brutality or a lack of concern for human life. So it has to be sliced with a sword, supposed to like a bloody death, and also has to be not covered up. That the crime scene is a crime scene which exhibits the lack of concern for life or brutality. So if it's covered up, or hidden, or put in the water, or put on the top of a tree, so those things those remove it from being that type of a crime scene, and that type of a yimatze, that type of a finding, and therefore you're partner. Therefore, that's not the situation, the mechayev of Egla Rufa. Alright? Fine. So what we wanted to do is define the steps, because the way the Gemara learns that out is in stages. First stage is that it says Ba'adama, on the ground, on the earth, means it's not hidden under a pile of rocks. That's exactly. Then it says, okay, fine. But what if it's on a tree? It's not under a pile of rocks. So it says, no fell. Basada, fallen. So fallen means not in a tree. And then it says, the third one is, maybe you'll say, what if it's in the water? It's on the water, on the surface of the water. Yeah, it is no fell. So it says, yeah, but it says basada. Nofa basada, on the field, so not on the water. Not on the water. Okay? So you have steps, stages. Stages in which it teaches you the full extent of the exceptions here. Which they all seem to be similar, but yet they're not exactly the same. They all somehow partake of this idea of covering them up or something, but
could we define this the steps?
I'm thinking of it like that, like we were just developed and Yonah's finishing up. Maybe there's another way to go, but maybe like Yehuda's approach. It could be, of course, something up. But the hard part about what I'm learning is that the tree does not mean that you're hanging a guy in the tree, but it means it's like you're hiding a guy in the tree. So because the rocks, the pile of rocks is basically the guy's hidden. It's basically when if you hide the guy, you put him, you totally remove him, you make him tamon. He's in a state of being tamon. He's covered. So that removes the brutality of the thing, because the brutality is alpnei asada. But once he's covered over, so then he's like that removes. It's an attempt to remove him from man. He's covered over. So he's being covered over. So he's like blocked off from man, from society, from the world. He's covered up. It's like he's buried. Yeah, it's in a sense like he's buried so far as he's removed from man. So that mitigates the brutality of the thing. He's covered up. But then the guy could have a lesser level of removing him from man, which is that he's not quite covered up, but you remove him from eye level. You put him high up, so now people don't see him in general, right? Unless he's looking up in the sky or whatever, but he's up in the air, so he's removed from eye level. So he's not covered, there's nothing physically blocking between him and man, so he's still, so to speak, in our world. He's not covered up, because there's nothing which separates him. But he's removed from the world because he's above eye level. He's not in a place where people normally look. So that's another different, lesser way of removing him from the world and minimizing the brutality of the crime scene. He may be bloody, but still he's not. General people won't see him. So it's a certain concern of just not leaving a corpse in the middle of the world. Bloody corpse in the middle of the world. And then there's a third level, which is putting him in the water. So putting him in the water, he is at eye level. And people could see him. The only thing is, it's in a less frequented place, because he's on the water. So, it has to be like a boat, which happens to go on that place in the water. But, the land is the land is the land. Basada, people are around. But in the water, in general, look, people could go there. And if they go there, they'll see him. He's not hidden, he's just right on the face of the water. But it's just like it's removed from man because of the practicality of it that people don't really go there. And the tree, even if you do go there, it's removed from eye level. But still, he's removed from eye level, but if a guy looks up or happens to look, he'll see him. But he's covered, and he's mamish, he's removed from man. So it's like different steps of removing him from removal of the mace from people. And each one of them, the chiyuv of Egla Rufa is only where he's basically he's exposed right there, ready for man to see. It's like the crime scene where the mace is just like a bloody mess right on the ground. Once there's a degree of covering or of removal of the mace from the purview of man, then even if it's minor, then that's not that's exempt. That's not the case if I go to prayer. They're all like, I'm saying, they're all in a sense, like Talmud is the first one, which is cover. But they're all in a sense in the same framework. It's just the different, the idea of covering is removing it from man. The different degrees of removal from man, and that's teaching you each of the steps of removal. Yeah, the one thing which is like, one question you could ask, which is a little bit difficult, which maybe would suggest there's a different spot out here. Which is the question, like, I would think the simpler pshat of Talei Ve'ilon would mean that he's hanging. Like, he's hanged. You know? Which is a phenomenon. And that phenomenon is quite, it's like the opposite of what we're talking about here. It's a phenomenon of trying to show him off, to show the body to people, you know? And it would seem that, like, whether or not, so I'm kind of saying is that's not what the word's talking about. What it's talking about, or you're hiding him to hang him, to hang him to hide. Which is, I could learn that's what Talei Ve'ilon means. I don't really know. But still, I'm going to have to say, but let's say he is actually hanging on a tree to be shown off. The halacha still, from the Rambam, from whatever, is that he's not Talei Ve'ilon is excluded. He's not al panei asada. So that is also excluded, so I'm going to have to just say, like, low plug. Like, that just comes along for the ride. Like, on a tree is on a tree. Like, there's no, it's not... Like, there's no other category is, I think. I mean, because it says, like, the Ramzah has to be up in Esau. They're not, I mean, he doesn't say anywhere that if he's hanging on a tree, you know, that depends when he's on a tree, how he's hanging on a tree. It sounds like it's just across the board. So it's a little bit rough, because now I'm saying it's like, it would seem to be much more common, would be hanging out, type of hanging on a tree is to actually hang him, to be hanged. You know, and now here, the exclusion is like, you know, put where you put him on a tree, and the hanging him is like comes along for the ride because categorically, it's like the more common, it would seem to be the more common category would be, would be the one which is just coming along for the ride. So it's a little bit difficult. Which I guess if you'd say a different idea, maybe you would say that for some reason there's a totally separate exclusion of if he's hanging on a tree. And one exclusion if he's removed from man's kavas of sight, and then a different exclusion, the opposite, if you so speak, a mamish in the face of man's side. Like, neither quite is. I don't know why that would be. It's a little strange. But, there could be a different approach. I don't, you know. And then the water, I don't know that. So I don't really have a svara like that or whatever. But I'm saying it's perhaps, you know, you just said maybe they're totally separate. It's possible that there's some separate exclusion, you know. It's just like they seem to come together. They seem to be presented together, and like to say different ideas, I don't know, it's just like we're making more, you know, you make up more and more things. It would seem to be nice to unify these things, given that they seem to be presented together as one picture. You know? Like even in the Rabbi Elazar argues on those three, they seem to be somewhat of a unit. Yeah, I mean, it could be interesting, it's true. It's like in a certain sense, the last two are different. There's pros and cons of each. Because on a tree, so he's removed from the eye level. But at least, but he's still in the world. He's still on earth, on the ground. So therefore, people go there. People could walk under him all day long. You know, so it's commonly frequented that people are going to be there. So, but at the same time, he's above eye level. And the water, so it's different because there he's really at eye level. You'll see him in a second, but it's not frequented. So it's they're different ways in which the mace could be removed. So he's saying they're both. They're different. They're not necessarily one more or one less. It doesn't necessarily have to be steps. They're just different. It's telling you either of those is an exemption. Tumun, though, buried, it does seem like less than, you know, that seems like more of a removal than both of them. You know, it seems like that's, right? So let's go further. So now, it's a little bit of a digression, kind of. So the Mishnah says, basada or adama basada excludes if he's covered up, if he's hidden, covered up. So it says lema masnis and Rabbi Yehuda yivelo rabbanon. So let us say this is mem and aleph, the first white line. So let us say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, not the rabbanon. The Tanya, the vishachach ta omer basada. So then you forget, if you forget the Omer, the like the stalks or the whatever it is, that you cut the harvest, and you, if you get the wheat, you know, the shecha, exactly, you forget it in the field. So the halacha is if you forget it in the field, after what you do is, you basically do is you cut them all, and they're all on the floor, and then you go up and down the rows, and you pick them up and bring them to the side or whatever. So if you forget something, so the halacha is you don't go back. Maybe we should see that pasuk. Let me see, where is it? The Devarim? Yerchas, I think. It says like this, it's Devarim Chav Dalad Yitas. Ki sikter kitzircha besadcha, besadcha, when you cut your harvest in the field, v'shechacht, besadcha, v'shechacht omer basad, and you forget omer in the field. Lo sosha l'kachta. You should not go back to take it. Agar le'asam ha'amana yeh. Rather, it should be for the impoverished, the ger, the yasam, the amana. So God will bless you in all your actions. Okay? Fine.
So it says, where do you forget it?
This basada. Basada. So what does it mean, basada? So it says, Rabbi Yehuda, it says, the Shalom said, the prat latama, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it excludes the case where it is hidden. If the thing was hidden, the omer was hidden under something, so then you pass by it, that doesn't count. That's not considered omer, and then you'd be allowed to take it. That doesn't count the shecha, and you'd be allowed to take it. He says, basada, Rashi says, hold on 1 second, I'll read Rashi in a second. He says, rechamim omer basada, the rabba says the tam on the opposite, that basada includes if it's hidden.
Includes what?
If it's hidden. Okay, it includes that, and it says that is considered omer. That is considered shechta. So Rashi explains a little bit. Says bas masni. Fine. So masnis and yelof prat latoma. The beauty of the Mishnah, which says if you find the field, the body on the field, excludes if it's hidden, must be its rebuta, because basade v'shechat omer basade rebuta mashma basade al panei asad. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, basada means on the face of the field. It's hidden
on
the surface of the field. Yeah, kind of. If it's hidden, that doesn't count as al panei asad, on the face of the field. Okay, if it's hidden, that's excluded. That's what it says. Basada means on the face of the field. If it's hidden, that's excluded.
But the
Rabbanan
say it means in the field.
And that is in the field. That is in the field. Who cares if it's someone? Who cares if it's hidden? It's still in the field. So you see, there's two different ways to interpret the word basada. You know, our Mishnah says you find the body on the field, excluding that if it's hidden. So that must be like a Yehuda, right? And so Yehuda, the Shecha says that it's hidden. It's not Shecha because it's basada, which means on the face of the field. So it says. So it turns out that Mishnah is not to be reviewed. It's like it's shidichidi, okay, which is somewhat of a question, okay.
Okay.
For starters, we have to define some stuff here. I mean, I think maybe we'll read further all still, but we have to define. Yeah, question. Yeah. The simple pshat here is that it's a question of how you dorish the word basada. So it's the same word basada, and how do you dorish? What is basada mashma? Does basada mashma this? Does basada mashma that? So doesn't basada imply? Apparently, there's two different meanings of basada, and that's I think the first thing we have to define. Is there's one meaning of basada? It's funny. One meaning excludes tamon, hidden, and the other meaning includes tamon. So what are these two different meanings of basada? Well, conceptually, I mean, we could just say them. I mean, Rashi's telling you what it means, but we define the concept of basada. What are the two different ideas of basada?
And
so we have to explain what's the machlokas by shechacha, whether or not something which is hidden is included in shechacha or not. What's that machlokas? Right, because that's definitely a machlokas. I mean, it may be based upon how you adorish the word. But bottom line is, at the end of the day, they have different definitions of shechacha, apparently. whether it includes the case of a hidden or it doesn't include the case of a hidden. The Rambam, just to get some background here. So it says, Ha'omer she'shachachohu po'alim. So if you Omer, which is forgotten by the workers. Okay? Forgotten by the workers. V'lo shachu v'alasada, but the v'alasada doesn't forget about it. Okay? He doesn't forget about it. So one of them remembers, one of them forgets. Or I guess maybe sometimes you have two different, two passes. Shachu v'alasada, v'lo shachu v'alim, or the opposite. Shachu elu ve'elu. Or there were other people who, while you forgot it, there were other people who were passing by and say, hey, you forgot that. Eno shecha. En ad sheyish kachuhu kol adam. It's not considered shecha until everybody forgets it. It's totally forgotten. Totally forgotten. It's not like you just did at one moment of shecha, but it means it's totally forgotten. V'afilu omer hataman. Even if it's hidden, even if there's no omer, which is hidden. Im nishka achar is ashecha. It's forgotten, that counts as shecha. Okay? That counts as shecha. Okay? That's not Rav Yehuda, that's the Chacham. Right? Because Chacham say that Taman is considered, is included. Even though it's basad, that could include that which is on the field. But yet, when it comes to Zagla Rufa, for instance, Ram Pasin is the opposite. Right? That it says basada, it excludes hidden. Right? So that's kind of the Gemara's question. Are those contradictory? Is it possible to resolve those two? Right? That's where we're at in the Gemara. So again, my question is, what's the svara for the machlokes about whether or not it's considered shichcha if it was forgotten in a state of being hidden, covered over? And the Gemara says like this. So that's a right problem or a question. Is the Mishnah, do we have to say these are the one and the same question? And the Mishnah has to be Rav Yehuda. Is that true? Or is that not true? So the Gemara says, no, it's not. Afilu tam rab, afilu tam rabam. Hacham inyan dekra, hacham inyan dekra. It's not just a matter of what does the word basada mean. It's, you have to learn each one in context. You have to learn each one in the context which they're found, and the drash is has to be looked at in that case. Okay, but those that say halacha in the kara dechsev ki matzei chala b'chala. So the pasuk says, if you find a corpse, kol hechad mishlakach. So if you just had that, if you find a corpse, you would say anywhere. Doesn't matter where, you find the corpse. That would be the natural assumption. Comes along Badama on the earth, Prat Lataman, so it's excluding. In other words, it basically, Basada is an extra word. So Basada is going to change it from what the status quo would be. So by the field, by the roof of the standard assumption would be that it's anywhere that you find it. Comes along Badama and says, no, only if it's on the face of the field, not if it's hidden. But over there, the status quo is the opposite. If you cut your harvest in the field and you forget the omer, the forgetting should be similar to the cutting. Just like the harvesting, the cutting is, it's in the wide open, so too you would think the forgetting should be in the wide open. So therefore that would be the natural assumption, that it has to be in the wide open. Kasa brahmana basada comes along the pasuk and says basada, the rabos is a tamun, to include tamun. Okay, so in other words, the word basada really could be interpreted in both ways. The Amor originally thought that machlokes was, how do you interpret the word basada across the board in a kol tarkul? So he says, no. Really, everyone agrees the word can be interpreted both ways. The only thing is that here, that there's the word basada, the Rabbanan will say, the word basada comes in a context of a given, and basada is an extra word, so therefore it's changing what the given would be. So by Yagla Rufa, where the given would be anywhere, so it's excluding Itama. By Omer, where a Shecha, where the given would be, that has to be exposed, just like when you cut it, it's exposed. So Nevasada limits it to only where it's, it says even if it's not exposed, even if it's not exposed. Rashi. It says, Hasa minyan dekrat, Shecha medrashai, v'hacha minyan dekrat, edrashlai. So Badama is excluding here. But the Tidrash Be'al Pnei Adama, it must be saying, is on the face of the field. You can't tell me you need Basada to include on the face of the field, because you would assume that that would be the true anyways, because it says if you find them means anywhere you find them. So it must be when it's saying Basada, it's a limitation, it's limiting that which would be implied. But the Vayshecha, the opposite, Avshecha Begolik, Avim Mimai Tamin Miyashmiusa, he loved the other Avya. So therefore, it excludes it from the, therefore, it'll exclude it from that, that idea. That it being, you think it has to be, Sarai Tamin Miyashmiusa, he loved the other Avya. So therefore, it's mimayit. The simple vashmos is that it's even if it's hidden, and then it's mimayit and says, no, it doesn't apply by hidden. This is dole according to the Chacham, because it wants to show the Chacham could really agree with our Mishnah. Because the Chachamim over there hold that basada includes Taman. Why over here are they saying the basada excludes Taman? So the Rabbanu is saying you have to do it each time. It could be Rabbi Yehuda just holds Basada always means that. Basada just means Eden. Excludes Eden. So therefore over here it excludes, over there it excludes Eden, over here it excludes Eden. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda is simpler in a certain sense. Doesn't
it?
More than ask the natural question. It says, so Rabbi Yehuda, Nami typically, I'm sorry, Nami tepe klei mishichod demi the katzir. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you need it to? What's the conclusion there? The conclusion there is that it's by shichcha, it's even if it's begali. I'm sorry. Exclude only if it's in the open. So what do you need to have a pasuk to teach me that? Basada, just tell me that. Just tell me because, right. Just tell me because it says, like katzir. You don't need to learn it out from this thing. Just say that's the status quo. That's the default. That's the default. Because he's basically saying it's the default. You don't need Basada to teach me that. Just say it's from because it has to be just like the Katsir is in the open. So too the forgetting is in the open. So what do you need the Shukha? What do you need the Pasuk of... what do you need this Pasuk of Adama to teach you that? One second. So it says Enochanami. El Basada, Lamli the Rabba, something else. So basically, ends up saying is really he doesn't need Basada to teach you that. Okay, he uses so it goes on a whole run around. Even though it sounds like that's what he's saying, whatever. Okay, I don't really want to get into it right now. I mean, there's a bunch of steps in the Gemara. Maybe we'll pursue it a little bit more. But the punchline is that it seems like really he does. He basically just has it as the status quo, and he doesn't use Basada. He uses Basada for something else. He's Masada something else. The Rabbanan have a status quo, but then Masada changes it. He has a status quo, but he doesn't have Masada to change it. He uses Masada for some other purpose. Okay, but what I want to do is basically get a sense of what's this Masada. I mean, I think we have to follow this up some more a little bit, but the first thing is we want to know what are the two different definitions of Masada, just generically, which could apply to here or to there, just to what definitionally the word means. It doesn't imply this, it doesn't imply that. Like the Havmin of the Gemara, that it was really a question about what Basada means across the board. And also, I think we have to define, we've defined a little bit by Parah, by Egla Rufa, what the idea of Taman is, but what's the idea of Taman, or the Machlokas, whether Taman is an exclusion by Shekha or not. Maybe we should define that. And then I guess we should try to follow through this Gemara and see if we could just, push our Svara through the steps of the Gemara, and keep it going. Okay, so we're going to have to get a little bit into Shekha, But that's fine. Question? I mean, that I think also has to explain. Is what's the given there? It says by Omer, I think it's the simple pshat is it has to be exposed. Why? Because it says that you cut it and you forget it. Just like the cutting is when it's revealed, so too the forgetting when it's revealed. I mean, that's a funny limud. We could define that limud. Like, what's that idea? What's the concept of a cutting? And you know, like, what's the formulation of that? And then comes along basad that it changed that. But what would the idea be then? You know, that's pointing to the idea of what's the idea of it being a tam. You know, Sam, maybe it's a clue in terms of you're pointing us to svara for why it has to be, why it can't be tamam over there. You know, for at least for that side. Because it's a pasuk which is indicating it, you know? So what's that idea there?